From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nicole Ogrisco with the news on this day in Maine, Tuesday, July 21st, 2026. Three Democrats qualified for this Saturday's convention where delegates will pick a new nominee for Maine's U.S. Senate seat. But as Kevin Miller reports, former Maine Senate President Troy Jackson appears to have the support he needs to clinch the nomination.
Jackson heads to Bangor as a clear favorite after dominating last weekend's delegate selection meetings across the state. But by Tuesday evening, the Maine Democratic Party listed two other candidates who had submitted enough signatures to participate in the convention. David Costello is a Maine native who worked for decades at the state and federal level. He finished third behind Graham Platner and Governor Janet Mills in the June Senate primary. Sandra Pelletier grew up in Aroostook County, like Jackson, and is currently CEO of a biopharmaceutical company. Neither Costello nor Pelletier immediately responded to requests for comment late Tuesday afternoon. Roughly 600 Democratic delegates will cast ballots for the nominees during Saturday's convention. The winner, by majority vote, will face Republican Senator Susan Collins this fall. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Miller.
The fatal ICE shooting in Biddeford last week came against the backdrop of record immigration arrests nationally, according to researchers analyzing federal data. Ari Snyder reports.
Through the first half of July, ICE arrested nearly 1,500 people per day on average, according to an analysis by Syracuse University researcher Austin Coker, who closely tracks immigration detention data. He says that's a record high after daily average arrests dipped during the first months of the year. In Maine, the Immigrant Legal Advocacy Project said in a written statement it's aware of about 50 immigration arrests in both May and June, with increased ICE activity concentrated in the Lewiston-Auburn area. A spokesperson for Congresswoman Shelley Pingree's office says ICE's Boston field office, which includes Maine, has registered only a slight uptick in average daily arrests, but that there has been an increase in so-called collateral arrests of people who were not the original targets of law enforcement activities. A Department of Homeland Security spokesperson did not immediately respond to a request for comment. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Ari Snyder.
The Maine Department of Energy Resources wants to add up to 360 megawatts of battery storage onto the state electric grid. Acting Energy Commissioner Selena Cunningham says large-scale batteries store power when demand is low and deliver it when demand is high.
That reduces stress on the grid and can help avoid some of those costs associated with building additional generation and transmission infrastructure.
Cunningham says the battery projects would not have to be connected to wind or solar generation, but would have to save electric customers money. The Maine Public Utilities Commission is considering the department's application to start competitive bidding for the energy storage. A Central Maine father is suing the superintendent of MSAD 52, which serves Turner, Green, and Leeds, and the State Department of Education Commissioner Pender Macon over state school vaccination laws. James Childs alleges in the lawsuit that his son, a rising eighth grader, is facing expulsion because he isn't vaccinated for religious reasons. Maine eliminated religious exemptions for school vaccinations in 2021 and only allows medical exemptions. Idaho-based advocacy group We the Patriots USA is also a plaintiff in the suit, which alleges that Maine's law violates the First Amendment. The nonprofit has also filed lawsuits in California, New York, and Connecticut to regain religious exemptions for school vaccinations. The Maine Attorney General's office declined to comment on the lawsuit. A federal judge has ruled in a multi-state lawsuit involving Maine that the Trump administration cannot cancel existing grants simply because they don't align with new government priorities. Maine school systems have faced a number of grant terminations during Trump's second term, most recently the loss of almost $10 million in federal funding for mental health support expected this summer. The judge ruled in favor of the more than 20 states seeking to block the administration from cutting awards in the future based on shifting government priorities. The coalition did not challenge past award terminations, according to the ruling. Maine Health is urging the public to donate blood as the Red Cross is facing concerns about a worsening shortage. Dr. Brian Morse, the trauma medical director at Maine Medical Center in Portland, says the hospital sees an increase in need during the summer due to accidents involving vehicles, water sports, ATVs, and other outdoor activities.
That has a pretty significant impact on us, especially as a trauma center, because blood is a life-saving resource, and it's not the sort of thing that can be stored. It has a finite shelf life.
The Red Cross says the nation's blood supply dropped 25% last month, and type O is especially needed. Donation centers can be found on the Red Cross website. Maine Independent Senator Angus King is urging the Trump administration to drop a proposed rule that would give political leaders authority over research grants. King, along with 10 Democratic senators, sent a letter to the director of the Office of Management and Budget, Russell Vogt, warning that the rule would undermine scientific research, weaken American competitiveness, and increase bureaucracy. The group calls the rule a, quote, unprecedented partisan power grab that eliminates transparency of how taxpayer dollars are spent. Among other things, the 400-page proposed rule would allow political appointees to modify or cancel previously awarded grants. A public comment period ended earlier this month and generated nearly 500,000 responses. And a $15 million initiative funded by the National Science Foundation aims to modernize New England's seafood industry. The Seafood Engine includes dozens of partner organizations ranging from seafood companies to researchers. Janet Duffy Anderson of the Gulf of Maine Research Institute says developing the workforce across all seafood sectors with apprenticeship programs is at the heart of the initiative.
When the new workforce is considering what their options will be, they'll see seafood, aquaculture, marine technology as inroads and valuable places where they can put their skills and interest.
The initiative is one of a dozen awarded nationally by the National Science Foundation and the only one in the country to target innovation in the seafood industry. It will also fund new technologies like low-cost water quality sensors currently being researched at the University of Maine. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, Stargazing in Maine. I'm Nicole Ogrisco. Thanks for listening.